The Ramban in Parshas Matos has a kasha. The Gemara brings, and Rashi brings it out of the pasuk. There was a melchama in Midian, and after the melchama in Midian, they have shalal. They have all kind of kalim that the Yidden took as shalal, and the Torah was mechadish a whole parsha. Aches hazov, v'sakesef, v'sanachoshes, v'sabarzel, v'sabdil, v'soiforis. All different kind of metal kalim. And the rule is, kol davar ashiyavi be'esh, taviru be'esh. Kol davar ashiyaviru b'mayin, hagolo liben, something that was done with fire in order to get out the blias of isurim that are in it, that are with fire. Some things only need water. All kind of different rules of how you take out the davar osir that's inside. It's negei osu hilchis tumo. It's fascinating that a material that's not mentioned here, Zov, Kesef, Nechayshis, Barzel, Bdil. What's Bdil?
Tin or lead.
What?
I think it's something called tin.
Tin. And Oiferes?
Lead.
Lead. What's not mentioned? Glass. Pashtus glass is not a metal, but I saw that Rav Dov Landau is medayik in the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yates, that Rashi says, Zuchuchis doesn't, glass doesn't have Tumas Kalim of Mateches, because only the matacheses that are mentioned in the pasuk here are gone on that list. And zchuchis, it is a mataches, it's not on the list. Lefizeh, he wanted to say, legabi aluminium, this kind of metal, if it's not on the list, it might not have tumas kelim. He had some steers from a tesefta. It became a whole topic. Glass bechlal, it depends if you're Sfaradi or Ashkenazi, is mamish mikotze lakotze. Is it mamish like klicheres, and even, no way to even salvage it, or mamish fakert, you could have a hot fleishig soup, and then 10 minutes later just clean it out and have, well, someone else could have a milachig and hot milachig. Is glass kosher l'schach? Yeah. That's a good shayla. We're going to talk about that. This is not halacha l'maisa. This is the chumash.
Sand kosher l'schach?
This is the chumash.
The sand kosher
l'schach? The Ramban asks, machlekes rishonim, the Ramban asks, why was the Torah mechadish all these rules of how to kasher the kalim, hagolas kalim, libun, after milchemes Midyan? Why wasn't it already mechadish it earlier? There was a milchama against Sichon and Oig. Why didn't over there the Torah already tell us the rules? So the Ramban brings the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. The Ramban says, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, a fascinating story, that when the Yidden are entering Eretz Yisrael for the milchama of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter for the chayalim to eat anything they want. And the lashon of the Gemara is afilu kodli de chaziri. You can eat even things that aren't kosher. Says the Ramban, since this is true, that they're allowed to eat even things that aren't kosher, so certainly the Torah didn't have to tell us about what to do if the kalim have non-kosher blias inside the kli. Hare, you're allowed to eat, when you're worried that maybe there's a tam of chazer balua in the kli. Hare, you're allowed to eat chazer. Mash enkin by milchemes Midyon, says the Ramban, milchemes Midyon was a milchama of nekama. It's a different geder. It doesn't have this heter of kotli the chaziri. And that's why over here the Torah was mechadish the rules of kashering the kalim. That was clear, the Etzem Hanocha, that by a war of Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter for the Chayalim to eat whatever they want. As such, certainly they don't have to care about the Kalim as well. Mashenker by Milchemes Midyan. But it's not so poshut, this Nekud of the Ramban. Let's actually first see the Gemara. Boy Rav Yirmiya, Avery Basar Nechira Shechnisal Eretz Yisrael, Imah and Mahu. Fascinating. The Gemara Chul and Claris. In the 40 years of the Midbar, the Yidden didn't have to sheft, and they were allowed to just choke an animal, and it was able to be eaten without Shechita. And then the question is, so when they brought such meat into Eretz Yisrael, were they allowed to still continue eating it because this was meat that was prepared correctly? That's the clear of the Gemara Fulin. Frek the Gemara, what are you clearing? During the 7 years of the war, they're anyways allowed to eat kotli the chaziri. What are you clearing, right? Avery, basar nechira, meat that was, in Midbar standards, kosher, can you eat it when you entered Eretz Yisrael? What's your shayla? In the war, you can eat whatever you want. Good question. And fit the, what? Oh, only the soldiers. One second. And fit the Gemara tuturutzen. The Eretz the Teretz is after 7 years. You. What did you do to it? Jerky.
Dried it.
You dried it out. The meat is now 8 years old. It's after the 7 years of Milchama. Now there's no heter of Kadli D'chaziri. That's what we were clearing if you're allowed to eat such meat. That's the Eretz Teretz. The Tzveita Teretz, the Gemara gives a Teretz. The heter of Kadli D'chaziri is only when it belongs to the Goy. Ki Ishtari, when it's the Shlal of the Goy. But if the Yid is Koinin, and now it's the Yid's, if it's the Yid's, there's no heter of Kadli D'chaziri. So you need the heter of Kadli D'chaziri when it belongs to a Yid. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Ches Halacha Aleph brings this rule. He says Chalutzei Hatzava Kishi Yikansu Bekvul Hagoyim V'Yich Bishu Oysam V'Yeshvu Behen Mutter Lehem Lechol Neveilois Treifois Chazir Imroiv. If you're hungry, V'Lei Motzam Ayoichol, and they don't have anyone else to eat. Ela Macholas Elu V'Chein Shoyse Yayin Nesich. You can even drink Avodah Zara wine. Mi Pi Hashmu Alamdu. The makor for this is from a pasuk. The Gemara brings it in a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanon Ubatim Aleim Kol Tuv. So you're allowed to eat whatever you want. Now, a few basics. There's a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban on a few pratim on this issue, and then we're going to open up and there's going to be a balagan. Let me make this very clear. If you learned up the Rambam clearly, the Rambam has two chumras in this heter of Kadli D'chaziri. It's only for the chayalim. It's only for the soldiers, not for everybody. And it's only if you're mamish hungry. Not pekuach nefesh, yeah? But it's only if you're hungry and you don't have other food. On the other hand, the Rambam is aware that this is even by Melchemes Rishus. He's matir even Yayin Nesech. And he doesn't mention the Knech of the Gemara that it's only if it belongs to the Goy, it doesn't belong to the Yid. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues on a few details. The Ramban says it's only by Melchemes Mitzvah, but the Ramban says it's also, it's mutter for anybody, not only for the soldiers. And the Ramban stresses that it's not mutter Avodah Zarah. You know, Yesh Gvul, Avodah Zarah not. Fred the Chasam Soifer and many other Achroinim asked this kasha on the Ramban. Recap, start again. The Ramban said, why did the Torah Mechadish the Dinim and Prote Dinim of Machshirin Kalim after Melchemes Midyan? Why didn't you already teach it to us earlier by Melchemes Sichin Va'oig? And for the Ramban, because in Melchemes Sichin Va'oig, there was mutter even non-kosher food, so we don't care about the Kalim. Yeah, but you still have the kasha of the Kalim. Maybe there was Avodah Zarah in the Kalim. Yeah, you still have to kasha the kalim. What if it's for someone that's not a soldier? Yeah, you still have to kasha the kalim. What if it's after it already belongs to a yid? All the different dinim, we suddenly saw that Kadli D'chaziri doesn't slice it all the way like that. Why is it so pashut? Another kasha I saw that the Ramban asks, that the Chasam Sofer asks on the Ramban.
Not the soldier is a problem for the Ramban, not for the Ramban,
what?
For everyone.
No, that not for on the Ramban. Like the different shittas. We're asking the different questions. Another major kasha that the Chasam Sofer asks on the Ramban, Rashi brings it and it's a chazal. There's another halacha we learn out from this psukim. Tevilas kelim. Is the oil familiar? When you buy a kli from a goy, you have to be toivel it. It's a Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah. It's brought down near there. The kli is now, it's not machalas asuris. The kli is now going up to a new status. It's going to be a yitz. You have to be toivel it when it's going. Yotzo mitumas nochri v'nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So you have to, a ger is magar, a kli that's entering, he's belonging to a yid. You have to be toivel the kli. It's a big shayla in the poskim. Many hold that tefilas kelim has nothing to do. You're not allowed to use the kli before you toivel it. That is true. But many achrayim learn.
You can use it once.
You could use it once, maybe. I know it depends what kind of kli. Okay, ask your LOR. But it could be that the reason you're not allowed to use it is not because it's machalas asurit. It's there's a din you have to be toivel it. If you're buying it and you're planning ahead, you're not to use it for the next 6 months, you still have to be toivel it right away. There's a din. If you own it, you have to toivel it. As a sanction to like really convince you, you should. We say, hey, you can't use it. Can you use it for some zaitika purpose? That's a whole question. But the pashtus tevilas kelim is not machalas asuris. It's a halacha. You got to do. You got to shake a lulav. On sukkahs. Once again, you got to be toivel your kelim. Fred sechakasha. Why didn't we learn that halacha already by Melchemes Sichin Va'oig? You're telling me that we only needed to teach you these halachas by Melchemes Midyan because by Sichin Va'oig everything is mutter, even to eat non-kosher and all that. Yeah. Oh, but what about tevilas kelim? So it could be, Stamazay, maybe Tevilas Kalim is a halacha that was Nischadish later on in the Midbar. Hilchas Nachlas was taught later on in the Midbar. So we didn't know this halacha yet. And what's more, many Rishonim hold that Tevilas Kalim is in the Rabbanon, and the Pasuk that teaches this over here is an Asmacht of Alma. So catch on. If the Iker Parsha here is Zov Kesef Nechayshis, is the din of Hagol and Liban. And that's only appropriate by Sichin Voig. So the Asmacht of Tevilas Kalim schleps along and applies over here. But it would be preferable if we can find the Teretz that maybe even Tevilas Kalim is not appropriate by Melchemes Sichin Voig. But that would be the question. Just because there's a heter of Kotli D'chaziri doesn't mean you don't have to wear tzitzis. I mean, you don't have to be Taibel D'Kli. Well, what's the deal? So I saw a fascinating, interesting chiddush with a hakdom and maybe a few other questions. On Pesach, we sell our chametz to a goy. There's a whole shot of which kinyan you use, and it's a patent because then you're not a gebal yiroa, and it won't be considered chametz shavar lavas of Pesach. Nechelku apayskim, the night of Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer, and many of the gedolei apayskim of that kufa. Maybe it's even earlier already. There's a bir halacha about this in Siman Tov Mem Ches. Are you selling the chametz that's in the keli, or you're actually selling the kli? There are various nuschos of rabbinic nuschos on mechiras chametz. Now, those that hold that you're selling the kli itself, so then they ask, so then you have to be tayvel with it when he gets back from the goy. You're buying a kli from a goy.
But he made a kinyan on it.
He made a kinyan on it. The goy bought it.
Since he bought it, therefore, he doesn't have to make an individual kinyan on the...
No, he made a kinyan on all...
That, therefore,
if you learn that you're only selling the chametz that's in the kli, so the goy only bought that. But those that the nusach is such that you're selling in the kli itself, so when you buy it back on after Pesach, you should have to be tayvel the kli again. A question. Because of that, some Sefer Noyd Behuda actually said, be careful to write, you're only selling the chametz itself. Other Paiskim said different. What's with that? And a third question is that it's Mavor and Svarim that the Yidden in the times of the Midbar, right after Matan Torah, ate Milchig, and that's why we have a minik to eat Milchig on Shavuos, because they weren't able to eat flesh, because they just became Jewish, and meat that was shechted the day before wasn't good Shechita. And Milchig, okay. Now, okay, so a cold cup of milk. We don't have a minik on Shavuos to eat cold cups of milk. We have Festa Hat. Milchig macholim. Where did they put those milchig macholim? In which kelim? They had.
They didn't make them anyway.
They have to be toivel or kelim. They just became Jewish.
It was Shabbos, so they couldn't cook anyway.
No, but what they cooked on Friday. Well, they ate hot milchig stuff that they cooked on Friday. Flakes, they couldn't because they couldn't have shechted. But they had hot milchig stuff that they prepared on Friday. And but which kelim did they put it? You need tefilas kelim.
They cooked it.
They became Jewish. They became Jewish.
They cooked it in the sun, just like they cooked the matzah.
But it was not. It wasn't in a kli.
But
they didn't use any kelim.
Why can't they do tefilas kelim?
On Shabbos, they do tefilas kelim. You could do tefilas kelim on Shabbos. You do tefilas kelim on Shabbos. I heard.
They put it on. They put it on a bag.
I heard all the solutions. I heard an interesting shot on all of these things. There's a diak in Rashi that even tevilas kalim is lahachshiroi mitumasai. It's not macholas asuris, but it's a kli that was miyud to be used for iser because it's by a goy, and now that it's in a state of yid and it's going to be for yiddish purposes, it's possible that the yidden in the midbar before Matan Torah, they weren't yidden yet, and the shechita from Friday wouldn't be good, but they weren't already. The kalim they already owned prior was not miyud for Yisurin. When you sell the chametz to the guy, I know there are some horror stories about what happened. The guy sold it to Dubai and he didn't know, but Pashtus, the guy is just keeping that you're going to be buying it back. He's not coming in to use it, and it's not miyuit for macholas asuris. And what was the third? And if kadli b'chazir is mutter, then there's no problem to have the issue of tefilas kelim as well. But now, the main problem is that, let's go straight to the point on the Rambam. Does the Olam remember? The Gemara says, are you allowed to eat meat that was shechted according to Midbar standards when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Frech the Gemara, when is that ever relevant? There's a heter of Kali the Chaziri. Why didn't the Gemara answer? It's negay if you're not a soldier and you're not hungry. The Achroinim, I saw Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and the Maratzchi, Sachanorti, and Chulun, they all say, when the Gemara answered the chilik between when it belongs to a yid and belongs to a goy, that wasn't just it belongs to a yid, it belongs to a goy. We were changing pshat and together. Lemaskana, we're changing pshat and together. That it's a heter like Yifas Toyer, which is like the next halach and Rambam is Yifas Toyer. It's we're allowed to do whatever you want, and then the rule changes, and it could be for whatever you want. The Mishnah in Arla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ace, I'm quoting a Mishnah. Ace Shabo Abiseinu L'Eretz Yisrael. Mitzoy Netua Patr. When they found a tree that fruits were growing, and they were able to know that this is a 1 or 2 or 3 year old tree sapling, no problem of Arla. They could eat the fruits. Notoy, if they planted a tree, Apal Pishalei Kafshu, even if they're in the middle of the 47 years of the war. Chayiv, it's Chayiv and Arla. It's Arla for those 3 years. Frek Rabbi Kivager, the Turi Evan asked this Kash and Rosh Hashanah. What's the problem of Arla? This Kotli the Chaziri. What would you say?
Non-soldiers.
What? Non-soldiers, yeah.
Not hungry.
Or they froze, not hungry, non-soldiers, froze the fruits for 8 years.
Owned by a yid.
Or owned by a yid. That's what Rabbi Kivager speaks out. You know the sugya. Excellent. You have to, but if you're learning Mishnayis, that's not what it says. It says, Eishabo, Abhi Seinu, Eretz Yisrael, Natuwe Patim. Not the official Kav Shechai. You have to go through the motions. There's a fascinating tradition that Minchas Chinuch in Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. He wants to say that the heter of Kotli de Chaziri doesn't apply to any aveir of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. He says it doesn't apply to Avram and Achai. It doesn't apply to Avram and Achai. It's only to aveiros that are negay for Yidden. Over Goyish aveiros, it doesn't apply. Rav Shachan Aviezer, he brings it, he's Sayyak on it. Of course, it's connected to Ramban. If it's true, then like the Ramban, they had to be toivel the kelim after Molchem Sichin Voig, because maybe there was blias of Avram and Achai. Not such a good kasha, because a goy that's usher in Avram and Achai is only usher on Be'en. There's no din on the goy, blias of Avram and Achai. So if you're only worried about Avram and Achai, because it's usher to a benoich and that doesn't have kutli the chaziri, then it's not a problem.
Who says there's no
I don't know, you have to know the rules. What's the problem?
Like that?
Kenzai. Like that side. The Meshech Chachma Kleir is an interesting shayla, so we're going to talk about it also. Is there Timtum Aleif if you eat Kutli the Chazir? We know that if a person eats Macholas Asuras, there's Timtum Aleif. Is there Timtum Aleif if you eat Kutli the Chazir? Lamaisi, you ate Chazir. You know, the Pasuk says over there, the next thing is, you're going to make Berachas HaMazon. This is food and it's sustenance and there's a bracha on it. Right? It's not that thing that you don't make a bracha on food, that's not awesome. But is there going to be Timtum Aleif? Reminding about yesterday, we had a dilemma about whether it's better if you're a chayla masukin to shecht a behema and then have kosher food, but you were over chil Shabbos once, or to eat seven kezesim of nevela, and we went through the dilemma. It's a day later. But there's a new chap, the milo of shechting. I know chil Shabbos, whatnot, the whole thing. The milo is that you won't have Timtum Aleif.
Food made Isser Shabbos does not have Timtum Aleif?
Oh!
Because the Rajba says that.
Does Maisa Shabbos have Timtum Aleif? Excellent, Yaakov, I wanted to clarify that. And is Maisa Shabbos Mutter als Kotli the Chaziri? Does Kotli the Chaziri matter Maisa Shabbos? That it's. I'm excellent Shiloh. Excellent Shiloh.
Well, what's the case? If you say this to a guy, the guy shafted it, he's not having Shabbos. He shafted it, he's not having the Chaziri.
I get shafted and sold to a guy. Now, Hafroshas Challah, were you allowed to eat? It says Challah was the mitzvah of Challah, Gemara and Kiddushin, end of the first parak. Challah was introduced when they entered Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Kali the Chaziri. Eretz Yisrael, it's Tevel. You have a mitzvah of Hafroshas Challah. You have to be Toivel Kelim, you have to be Mafresh Challah. You can't eat it without Hafroshas Challah. But what about Chodosh? And that becomes a very interesting one. The Gemara says the Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches, the year that it came into Eretz Yisrael that first year, they had the mon, and then finally, the day after, on Tezai and Nisan, after having been Makar of the Omer, then they were able to eat the Chodesh. Fred Toisvis, why weren't they able to eat the matzah, Leil HaSeder, with matzah of Chodesh? Now, if you think about it, what's the situation? You have a mitzvah's essay to eat matzah. You have a mitzvah's essay to eat matzah. And there's a lab of Chodesh. Fred Toisvis, why don't you say, essay doichel loisa essay? Say Fred Toisvis, in Kedushin. Why does the Gemara say that they weren't able to eat from the Chodesh for the Leil HaSeder? They had to wait till the next day when they were Makar Goyim. This is the first year they entered Eretz Yisrael. By Birushalmi Maksha, Yavai Essay the Be'er of Teichel Matzis, V'yit Chaloisa said the Chodesh. Says Taisis to Terutzim, either an essay that's Koydim Adibur is not Deich Alab after Adibur, or there's a Gezerah, Kezayis Rishonot to Kezayis Sheni. What does it mean, Gezerah, Kezayis Rishonot to Kezayis Sheni? The mitzvah of eating matzah is only the first Kezayis, but you might eat more than a Kezayis. How would you even know how much a kezayis is? Moshe Rabbeinu had just been nifter. This is the Yidden entering Eretz Yisrael 30 some days ago. Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar was nifter. The Gemara says in Tumura that when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, they forgot a lot of halachas, including the halachas of shiurim. So they didn't even know what a shiur of a kezayis is. How would you go about trying to eat matzah shel chodesh? You don't know what a shiur kezayis is. So there's a fascinating pshat from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says the following. He doesn't say it like this. We're like playing with it a little bit, but the concept. He says, what you would do is, when you're entering Eretz Yisrael, you would go to your local Kanaini, and you would grab the Kanaini by the labels of his jalabiyah, what do you call it? I don't know what they wear, and you would grab and says, listen, Reb Kanaini, I have an agenda over here. I have to do the mitzvah of matzah. And for the mitzvah of matzah, it has to belong to me. And I'm going to buy from you a kezayis of matzah. How much is a kezayis? I don't know. I'm going to take a big chunk, and I'm going to make a huge piece of matzah. And now we have a deal going, Reb Kanaini. Do you hear me? Up to a kezayis! I want you to be makna to me, and it's going to be mine. And I don't have a heter of kali the chaziri because it belongs to a yid. And there's an iser of chadash, and I have esed dechaloisase. Beyond the kezayis, let it be yours. And as yours, I have a heter of kali the chaziri.
It's like cars.
I don't know. I don't know if it's shirai. I don't know though, if you overeat it and you ate a drop more than a kazayis, would he be able to take it back from you when it didn't tire? No, because I made some echavreil of a rye. So he was like, it is yours.
Well, he could measure what he had before and what he has now, so you was born the kazayis.
That sheet is, I'm fighting.
Well, don't make the bar too good, because Taisha says there's a gazayra out the kazayis reach and out the kazayis shame, so let's not overdo it.
Well, how can you take anything back from you? You might kill him first.
That could be a problem.
He comes to Bez. I hear. He comes to Bez and they kill him.
I got you. Okay, there's a few other
wait,
issues on this.
Wait, we don't give
him
the money first and then they kill him?
I'm going to move on to a few other nekudas. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayidaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatos Levnei Yisrael Lamar. The Torah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av brings that the minig of the Ashkenaz is, this is an old minig of hundreds of years ago from the Rishonim, that Yechidim are Misane from Basar and Yayin on the entire 3 weeks from Yitzayin Tams to Tisha B'Av. You have to know, I'm not going into all the details now, but there are some dinim that are only on Shavuot Shechalbe, some dinim that's not from Rosh Chodesh, some that's not from the entire 3 weeks. Most of them are not Midinah de Gemara and various Menhagim, and there's a whole thing about that. But and the differences between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. But this is a minig that brought down in the Torah, the Beis Yosef brings, that there was a minig not to eat basar v'yayin already from Yud Zayin Tammuz. Anyone knows, Me'ikar Adin, when do you have to stop eating meat? Medina de Gemara?
Shavuot Shechalbe?
No, Medina de Gemara, you could have fleishik by the Sunnis Mafsekas. Maybe right before the Sunnis Mafsekas. Even Erev Tisha B'Av, you could still eat meat. An Ovel could eat meat. Anyways, there's different minhagim. The minig of the Ashkenazim is not from Rosh Chodesh. Meat is not from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but the minig of this Yechidim is Anim. So there's a remez brought down in the Sfarim. Parshas Pinchas talks all about the Karbonis. And we are misabel that we don't have the Karbonis. Vayadaber Moshe al Roshei Hamatos Levnei Yisrael Leimar, to make a neder upon yourselves not to eat in Basar. And that's a remez for that. Oh, now to the Melchama that we were discussing over here, the Melchamas Midyan. The Pasuk says, Mekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'eis HaMidyanim Achar Teyosef Alamecha. It's a fascinating thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to go to this Melchama, afterwards you're going to die. So there's a beautiful chapter from Yenis and Ibishitz. What's the connection that you're going to do Melchamas Midyan and then you're going to die? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Aflama test, that Amin asked, a little bit of a cheshman, a pilpul, Amin asked, an apikaris, he asked Rabbi Yoichanan. He asked Rabbi Gamliel, actually. He asked Rabbi Gamliel. Hi, Shaul, hi, Minas, Rabbi Gamliel. Moshe Rabbeinu, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitahir himself after Hashem buried him? Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is a Kohen. And in what oifin was able to be toivel? He can't go into a mikvah. And the Rabbi Gamliel answered, yeah, but you learn in this parsha that whatever can't go into water can go into fire, and Hashem is like fire, and that's how Hashem was mitahir himself. Note, the men didn't ask how was Abishter able to be metam himself to bury Moshe, because it's Benoi, and a Kohen is metam of Benoi, but how was he able to be metar from Eish? Says Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, there's a direct connection. Until we have Melchemes Midyan, which teaches us these halachas of Eish and Mayim, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be able to be lifted, because there wouldn't be a pitaron of how Hashem would be able to be metar after being Kohen. Or when a Kohen, Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz says, Nekohen, Mikmas, B'nei Yisrael, Meis and Midyanim. And then we'll learn out this halacha, and then we're able to do it. Now, how many soldiers actually went to this war? The Pasuk says, Vayimosru me'alfi Yisrael elef lamata. So how much is that? What?
20,000.
12. Rashi says, elef lamata, l'chol matos Yisrael. So Rashi, according to Sefri, l'rabbi shevet Levi. L'rabbi shevet Levi. Now we know that, I mean, Levi is one of the Shvatim, but we know that Yosef is broken into two. Menashe and Ephraim, and then Levi's not like in a separate cheshbon. Here it says, Elef Lamata, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. So how many?
13,
yeah, but the Pela HaGadol is, the Bartanura asks it on a Sefer Emer Naka. The Pasuk says, Shneim Eser Elef Chalutzei Tzatha. The Pasuk says there were 12,000 soldiers. It's Mamash Pela. Rashi goes and says, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. Maybe L'Rabbi Shevet Levi means that then Menashe and Ephraim morph into one.
Maybe those mean were above the letter, above.
They're not mentioned in those SRL. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. He says similar to the Bartanura. It says in the Pasuk, Vayimosru. Vayimosru is that they didn't want to go. Chazal say because they heard that Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira is totally in this, so they didn't want to go. So they had to be given Bal Karchai. Shevet Levi was different. Shevet Levi was happy to go. Shevet Levi, Ha'imer lo'ovibu li'imei lo'isiv es echav lo'hikir. Shevet Levi that knows no matter what, they're willing to be Moshe Nefesh, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira is totally with Abra. So there were 12,000 that were Vayimasru. There were 13,000 soldiers. Le Rabbi Shevet Levi. But only 12,000 were Vayimasru. And I asked her to Davar Nechmad, Vayimasru, they had to be Nimsar al Karchai. How do you know? Because we know from Melchama, you need to know, you need to send only the biggest Choshev at Tzadikim and Yerei Shemayim. The Gemara says, and describes Barichas and Saita how this is done. Now, whenever they're trying to find the soldiers, this guy says, no, I'm not such a Tzadik. So how do you find out who the real Tzadikim was? You needed someone that Masered on them. And I heard once, this is an interesting thing. The Gemara says in Chulin, there's nothing in the world that's mutter, that's usher, that's not mutter in a different life. And Basar v'chalav is Kchal, Eishas Ach, a Yevama, Bittel Torah, reading and learning. Now, well, what does it mean to be a Masr? To Masr on someone is like a Gefer l'chazach. When was that mutter? Over here. People had to Masr on someone. No, he's Tzadik. He Taka should go. He should go to the army. What? There should be? Yeah, okay, that's Redman Learning. There's a very interesting sefer, Degel Machane Ephraim. The Heilige Sefer of the Degel Machane Ephraim was written by Rav Moshe Chaim Ephraim. He was a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had a daughter, Adel, and Adel had a son, Moshe Chaim Ephraim, the Degel Machane Ephraim. She had another son, Baruch, Mimezhbush, and she had a daughter, Fega, who had a son, Nachman. And that's, he was a great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, the Degel Machane Ephraim brings a fascinating pshat here in this week's parasha. I want to speak out two nekudas from the Degel Machane Ephraim. One he brings from his Zayda, the Baal Shem Tov. The other one he brings from his Mechutin, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, it goes like this. Fega married someone, Simcha ben Nachman Harudonka. He was the original Nachman. And he quotes that original Rav Nachman for the pshat. But the two nekudas. One is that we know that in Parshas Masi there are Mem Beis Masois. And in the Mem Beis Masois, everyone has Mem Beis Masois. Everyone goes through 42 different stages in life. And you have to know that those are Masois. And even though there are 49 days in Sfira Sa'imra, but we know that the Emes that's connected, if you look in the Siddur, it says it from the Arizal, there are really Mem Beis letters in Ana B'Koyach every week of Sfira Sa'imra, the first six. The first 6 days of Sfira Sa'imra are collected the letters of Aleph Beis Gimel, Ona B'Koyach Gedulas, Yamin Chatat Tzuru. Day 7 is that six-letter name of Abba Gitatz, and then onwards. And it's a name of Mem Beis, Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every person has to know that he's traveling through his personal Masa. And then the Degel Machane Ephraim says something else fascinating. It says, when they're going through the war over here, it says, Hey, cholzu me'itchem anoshim latzava. So he says a big yisoy. It's yisoy for life. And I hope the other will take it the right way. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when they're going up to the mountain, v'ish lo yali imach. No one else should come with you. So the Degel Machane Ephraim writes from Rav Nachman Haradanka, if a person wants to go up to the mountain, you have to know, you have to be medamian that there's no one else in the world. You're yechidi ba'olam. No one else's complaints or compliments or attitude or looking at you or anything of hashpa of any sort from anyone can be the true way of how you go up to the har. He says the same thing it says on Yom Kippur. V'chol adam l'yia ba'ol moed. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. What do we care for someone in the Ol Moed? He says it's not talking just about that physically someone shouldn't be in the Ol Moed. When the Kohen Gadol is going in there, he should be alone with the Bashefer. He shouldn't be holding, oh, what is that guy thinking? There's no one else there in the Ol Moed. And then he says a fascinating pshat, which is not Pashup pshat, but a fascinating pshat. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mokem She'ein Anoshim Hishtad Elias Ish. Pashup pshat is if there's nobody else, you know, you got to take the step up to the plate. He says, no. It's Spitz Lechatchila River. That's how it's supposed to be. When it's a matzah, a Mokem She'ein Anoshim, that's where you will shine through Hishtad Elias Ish. And he says that's also the pshat. Actually, that he doesn't say, but I saw the other sforim bring this idea that it says in the times of Mashiach, Kipnei Ador is Kipnei HaKelev. Kipnei HaKelev, the Kelev is going in front of the owner and he's yapping and going ahead. And you think like, he's leading the thing, yeah. But when it comes to a crossroads, the Kelev looks the other way to see, okay, where are we going next, yeah? He's not leading. He's not going on his path. And he says that's also the same thing when you go into the war. Hey, cholzu me'itchem anoshem letzava. Remove yourself from anyone else. Now, avada punk fakert, We are part of a chabura, and as a chabura, we do things by chabura. It's not a steer to this nakuda. It's a nakuda we bring out in avodas Hashem that be'etzem there's a certain yichudiyut that a person has to know that be'etzem in his avoda it's the only one in ein ani limili, and he is the one doing it. And baba mida avada as part of a group, and you have to know that your maso is also as a yachid and also as a tzibur. Good.